From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Farmers will soon face fewer obstacles getting approved to use drones for aerial applications thanks to a new law that modernizes the California Department of Pesticides certification process. Growers of various commodities appreciate the technology's ability to improve worker safety, lower labor costs, and boost crop yields. But farmers say the outdated regulatory process made it difficult to get licensed to use drones to spray pesticides and biological treatments. A new survey from the United Soybean Board reveals valuable insights into consumer preferences and purchasing practices for animal protein, particularly pork products. And according to the survey, 70% said the animal's diet is extremely or very important to them when purchasing meat, up from 51% in 2019. The study found 88% of consumers are more likely to purchase meat from animals born, bred, and raised in the United States. Unit sales of four-wheel drive ag tractors experienced a notable upswing in both the U.S. and Canada in September, closing the third quarter on a strong note. The latest monthly data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers shows 100-plus two-wheel drive tractors and four-wheel drive tractors grew year-over-year in the U.S. Both segments, along with the combines, remain positive for the year. Overall sales for U.S. tractors are down 4.3% compared to September of last year.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.